everybody. Today is March 14th, and we're doing robot and nonsense stories for your Friday. Also, I just had the thought, when is St. Patrick's Day?
It's definitely coming up, right?
It's like right around this time, I think, but I don't know what day. Is it the 15th?
It's a holiday that I never do anything for.
One of my neighbors decorates for every major holiday, and for them, major is like St. Patrick's Day. Like, they'll have green lights all around their house. I'll know if I see them up.
I wish, like, drinking.
I wish I cared that much about anything.
Yeah. They're so committed. They do Easter, like Valentine's Day, all of it. Christmas is like a whole thing.
Do you think Sam Altman decorates for St. Patrick's Day?
Maybe his insides with alcohol.
You think he's a big drinker?
Probably not. I don't know.
He's probably a ketamine man, right?
Oh, yeah. So the tech bros probably are all on like prescription drugs now, right?
Well, he must be on something if he thinks I'm going to pay him this much.
OpenAI reportedly plans to charge up to $20,000 a month for specialized AI agents, quote unquote. They're going to be like PhD level research assistants that just carry out your wishes.
It's tiered. You get a high income worker for $2,000 a month. You get software developer for $10,000 a month, which, and you get a PhD level for $20,000. So, if you want that. I mean, it's not available yet, but he says it's coming. And people are all excited about this voice demo, which seems to have actually gotten through the uncanny valley.
Eerily realistic AI voice demo sparks amazement and discomfort online as they have completely, perfectly implemented the thing from her. And so people are saying, wait a minute, I'm going to get horribly attached to my AI assistant that sounds like a reasonable person.
Am I going to have to start AI sandwalking, but with my voice?
Yes.
Just screeching.
Weird intonations.
That's going to make the scam calls so much better. And Google is letting us have access to this new model where they have already mapped everything out, and they say that they've figured out all the animals.
Google releases SpeciesNet, an AI model designed to identify wildlife.
Doubt.
This is going to be amazing, though, because I could just deploy it at my house and it can be like, here's all the species of squirrel that live around your house. It's like, great.
At least with the apps. I don't know about this one, but like a lot of the apps are not right. It'll get you like on the right trajectory for like a certain plant or an animal, but like it just doesn't know.
Well, but they give you the percentage of confidence, too, which is useful.
It's like, hey Jarvis, let me know if you see any
Bigfoot,
any Bigfoot or any alien greys from the Beta Reticuli system. You know, just Mothman. Let me know.
99% accuracy, Mothman.
Well, they wouldn't be in the training data. And Y Combinator is, you know, one of these places that just throws money at startups and hopefully gets the big one. And they have a crazy statistic.
A quarter of startups in Y Combinator's current cohort have code bases that are almost entirely AI generated.
So when they inevitably break, nobody knows how to work them.
The really amazing thing about the AI is like, no, it's like, I'm the idea man. You have to build this thing. And it's like, oh, I don't have the energy to deal with this anymore.
It's getting better and better, I thought. We're going to, whether it works as well or not, I think we've seen, does not matter. As long as it kind of works, we're going to use it.
There have been a lot of startups over the years that have definitely faked it until they made it, and AI is helping them fake it a lot more competently.
And Amazon is going to be faking it.
Amazon Prime Video begins adding AI dubbing to programs to license the movies and series that they have to open them up to a wider audience. YouTube's already doing this. I don't know why this is news.
Are you bilingual? Doesn't matter anymore. Sorry. All that work you put into that? Wasted. And here's an interesting one. Although if you think about it, it makes sense because if you are terrible at something and you have a robot that can do it for you, I could see, you know, it'd be more likely to use the robot.
Researchers surprised to find less educated areas adopting AI writing tools faster. Spoiler alert, those less educated areas are aware that they're less educated or this would not be happening. I can't write good. Please help.
Like we learned about the girl who could not read but got into a university.
Yeah.
She was using, she didn't even have these tools. She was using older stuff.
Yeah, just text-to-speech.
And still managed to do it. So, yeah, this is going to be a big equalizer, but probably not a good equalizer, right? Because there's going to be a wall somewhere.
You need to be able to articulate your thoughts. Like, I don't know why that's controversial to some people, but they're like, no, no, no. Like, I don't need to think about why I do things. And it's like, that's crazy.
Because some of those people don't have thoughts, Krista. Just whatever TikTok says. That's what I believe. And Microsoft is still rolling out new co-pilots.
Microsoft unveils its new voice-activated AI assistants for doctors. So doctors can just say things and the AI assistant understands what they mean.
Dragon? Why would the medical one be called Dragon?
Because it's cool.
Are they hearkening back to Dragon Naturally Speaking? Because it is transcription.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, so they point out that doctors spend, 40% of their week just doing paperwork.
Thank you, insurance companies.
And this is supposed to help with that.
We could fix the insurance industry that requires all that, or what if we developed a whole new industry off of that?
And as we talked about earlier, these new voice things are very useful if you are someone who's bad at communicating, but your job requires it.
Call centers using AI to whiten Indian accents. So when somebody calls you, it's like, wait a minute, this does sound like my bank. It doesn't sound like a call center. Probably not good.
I mean, I'm just going to keep defaulting to never answering my phone.
Yeah. I think this happened a while ago. I can't remember if I mentioned on the news or not. We got a call. Like, we forgot to hit the submit button on, like, our mortgage payment 1 month. So they called us, like, a couple days later, and they're like, hey, did you mean to forget that? And I had just assumed. Anytime someone says, like, I'm from your bank, I assume it's, like, a bot or something. And I was like, no, F you. Don't talk to me ever again. And then later on found out it was actually the bank.
No email.
I think it went to my husband's account and not mine. And so I didn't see it right away.
Well, he was just like, screw that, we're not paying.
He just forgot. It was just, you know, one thing drives out the other. But it was fine. We paid the mortgage. We still have a house. But the guy was probably like, wow, she's really rude to me. I don't know why.
You know, in a couple of years, there's going to be like foreclosure bot who catches that before you do and starts the proceedings.
I mean, it was literally like 2 days, but.
But they were already making calls.
They were, yeah.
And Anthropic, if you'll recall, during the previous administration, they decided that AI should have certain training wheels, guardrails. It should guarantee that it wasn't going to do certain things that they didn't like. And now all of that is out, and they can't wait to get rid of it.
Anthropic quietly removes Biden-era AI policy commitments from its website. It's like, well, we'll use the AI responsibly, and it'll be trustworthy. Gone.
Just like Google, when it's like, do not be evil. And they're like, maybe a little evil.
I would rather have the unfiltered AI.
Certainly DeepSpeak has been more useful.
Yeah, because it's all just propaganda anyway. So, yeah, let me make my own decisions. And if you are in the job market in the tech world, I feel for you because it's awful. And they have these systems, many of which use artificial intelligence, ironically. But boy, did they not like you to try to game that system.
The headline was, a student used AI to beat Amazon's brutal technical interview. He got an offer and someone tattled to his university. Little did they know, he was actually doing this for his university to show how easy it was to do this. Didn't intend to take any of the jobs, and he built the tool that does this. So, yeah.
So, he got kicked out of his university, but he was just like, I don't even care about that, because this has taught me that degree is meaningless. In a year or two, this won't exist. None of this will be here anymore. So I got to figure out something else, and I got a short window of time to do it. I can't be wasting my time in college, which is maybe not a bad idea. I don't know.
I mean, he literally...
It's like, weird that the university kicked him out. Like, I feel like if I had told my professor that, something like that, I feel like I would have gotten a high five.
But here's the thing. Amazon in their press release was like, we trust that the university will do what's right here.
Give the student a high five?
Yeah.
No, they want him to get rid of him. Right. And you got to think that Amazon might have a couple of dollars in that game.
Yeah, I think the university really, really screwed up here, because this is exactly, this student was a credit to your institution.
What was the university, so we remember it? If you're looking at this university, maybe reconsider.
But also,
it was a well-known one.
But also, that is exactly the kind of person that they should be hiring. Like, this person could probably get a job at Google or somewhere else just Columbia. For the lulz. Mm. Yeah, so surprising that they would be so obtuse and terrible.
Not at all. And also not surprising that these people would be obtuse and terrible and use AI for things that, again, we have been guaranteed is not something we ever have to worry about.
Oh, I've got I mean, Israel, I can probably say that, developing a ChatGPT-like tool that weaponizes surveillance of other people. And
their neighbors.
Yeah, their neighbors. Oh. Yeah, there you go. But this is also the exact sort of golden cage that we've been cautioning about. Because, like, the technology, suppose you had to keep up with 100,000 people or a million people.
Or which 10 they're already doing.
Yeah. But what if there was an AI agent that just followed you around and did all... Like, it's an unlimited amount of manpower. We can do all the most terrible things ever because we have an infinite amount of terrible aligned manpower. And AI is not aligned. AI will not say, this isn't something that I shouldn't be doing.
And they already have the surveillance. We've talked about that quite a bit in the past. It's just, where do you find the time to dig through all that data? Now, you don't have to. There's a robot to do it. But think about this. As you become less important in this system, let's say you're one of the people that's working on this right now. Eventually, it won't need you anymore. And if you try to protest that, guess what's going to happen?
There was in that same vein, there was an economist that said that an alarming percentage of the adults in the U.S. are just completely decoupled from the economy. So like if they were gone tomorrow or they stopped buying things tomorrow, it really is not going to have any bottom line impact on, like, no companies would notice or care.
The concentration of wealth.
Yeah.
Now, there is a way that they would care, but the drone swarms will be able to deal with that. And if you think that sounds terrible, but you're in this sort of, and I do this sometimes. It's like, well, you know what? That's over there. I don't have to worry about that. No, that's not the case.
Cellebrite's generative AI innovations deliver a powerful assistant to expedite investigations. You just talk to it about all the data that it's hoovered up because, you know, somebody can't go through terabytes and terabytes of somebody's data in an efficient way, but the AI can.
And this is a press release from Cellebrite. So, you know, they're proud, very proud.
Also, I want you to imagine, I was like, oh, I don't have anything to hide. No, imagine people, like tools like this, taking things out of context. Remember the hilarious articles that we have where, like, a 65-year-old grandma took pictures of, like, her grandchildren playing in a bathtub to the local Walmart, and then people arrested the grandma until they could, like, sort it out and make sure that she wasn't, you know, a terrible human being. Imagine that for just any little innocent thing that you've ever done. Like, Krista's cheese counter thing, it's like, I'm pretty
sure... That's antisocial behavior.
No, I'm pretty sure that's serial killer behavior. But, wow. You know, there you go. It's like, can you explain what... I mean, this person...
I'm just weird. I'm sorry.
This person went missing. Where were you? I was like, I don't know.
Cheese-related crimes. And we have some full self-driving here, and this one actually was full self-driving, but it knew exactly what to expect from the road, and this was a very well-maintained road.
Driverless race car sets a new autonomous speed record, 197.7 miles per hour at the Kennedy Space Center.
I can't afford that car, or the self-driving version of it. And also, why would you spend $250,000 on a car that you never drive?
I'm not a car person.
And well, none of us will be driving because we're all going to be riding around in these.
Tesla moves forward with launching an Uber competitor. Yeah.
Again, safety third.
Uber, like as an application, a couple of precocious teenagers could do the app. The thing that underpins the app has to be like the lawyers and technical support and all that other kind of stuff.
And the self-driving that they can't do.
Yes, or supporting your drivers who are doing the driving.
Yeah, they did point out that they want it to be self-driving, but they have filed for background checks and things like that, so they don't have confidence in self-driving. They're going to put people in them, at first at least. And we are back on the moon.
Private lunar lander Blue Ghost aces its moon touchdown with a special delivery for NASA. This is the one earlier last week. There was another one after this that did not do so well, but this one did well.
But they've lost contact with both of them, right?
I thought this one was still... I thought this one was okay, but the other one fell over. This one landed where it was supposed to. The other one did not.
That's that moment when you realize it's falling over. Imagine that feeling.
It's like when what did they lose? One of the satellites they lost contact with, and then like they basically did some percussive maintenance on it.
Voyager,
yeah. And then it like came back on and was like, woo!
Actually, I left out the story, but they are turning more Voyager stuff off this week. Oh. Yeah, it's dying.
Yeah, this article talked about the other one that fell over last time, and then from the same company, their second one also fell over. Oops.
And getting into nonsense, let's talk about some health stories, and it's bad news.
Ugh. Parents are holding measles parties in the U.S., alarming health experts.
Did you see we had a case here? Not, like, in our town, but in
Kentucky. Am I at risk because I was vaccinated so many years ago?
I think you have partial protection. It depends on when you were vaccinated for it.
Whenever I was a kid.
But I'm saying, like, I think they used to do two doses. Like, you guys might have two, but I think by the time it was me, I think they might have just done one.
You'd have to check. You're gonna be the one that gives us measles.
I'm not going to measles parties, but yeah.
You are gonna travel. There's gonna be a holiday. You're gonna travel to your family, and you're gonna be the vector.
I don't want measles.
Well, no one wants what this man was doing because, you know, we all have to use public transportation sometimes, and what an awful thing.
Missouri man charged for a second time after with a train
seat. J.D. Vancing.
a train seat in this case. And, you know, the second time, it's like maybe, like, do we not have, can he not be institutionalized? Is that not a thing anymore?
It's the Goofy meme.
Yeah.
I'll do it again.
Missouri. Missouri is, if you're riding trains. Not a trains, proud day. If you're on the train in Missouri, there's a non-zero chance that you're sitting in something.
That's just horrifying.
And, oh.
Yeah, you have to be like, I'm not here.
Oh.
And then you're on the wrong. Now you got to go back and go to the right, correct story.
Come on.
It's saying there's a notice of privacy rights in Kentucky.
Do you remember what this was? I don't.
I don't. Choose a state.
It's not, but it's not going to take us to where we need to go. That's just setting a cookie. All right. Well, we lost one.
Hang on, I can get it. Everybody,
hold on
for a moment.
No dead air. We're just going to keep talking. Everything's fine.
It's one of those because it's like they're doing awful things and they want to make sure that you're not in California. But it's funny because if in the drop down menu you tell it that you're in California, it's like, oh, I don't.
We know it's the nonsense section. I don't think it's that critical.
It might be. Maybe it's some other disease other than measles that we have to worry about, too.
Whether bought or made carry the same religious meaning. It was the Ash Wednesday stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah, the Catholics. So they're supposed to consecrate that, right?
Yeah.
But instead of making their own, they're buying ashes.
That does not have the same religious...
They say it does.
Or it does.
Okay. They say it's not about where you get them from. Just how you think about them? I don't know.
400% less lead in those ashes?
It's probably a good thing, right? Now, has anybody floated the idea? Here's a crazy idea. Why don't we just not rub ashes on ourselves? And Pakistan and India, you know, they're kind of bros, but at the same time, once in a while, they get into like little border conflicts and get angry at one another. This was one of those times.
Pakistan recalls envoy from India in ding-dong over harassment claims.
Wait a minute. I got burned. This article's more than 6 years old.
Whoa. You know, it is nice that The Guardian has like the little thing at the top. It's gotten us twice now.
It happens, especially in the nonsense section. It happens so often. People just repost things.
Yeah. Mm. And if you don't catch the date the first time.
I usually check, but I was terribly unprepared today. Let's check the date on this one. March 6th. This one is safe. And this we've been following... usually the activism is young ladies, but this guy, you know, I don't know if we'd call him a simp, but he spoke out.
Iranian singer flogged 74 times after singing about hijab removal, his lawyer says. That doesn't seem proportionate.
You got to think like around 50, it's really going to start to be a problem. Did they do all 74 at once, you think?
Probably. I don't think they space it out.
And there is a situation where in some countries you have lower income people come in from other countries and they're kind of in a tough spot. And here in the States, we usually just use them for lawn care, but we don't enslave them.
UN judge treated alleged slave with love, quote unquote. So this was someone coming in. It's like, oh, you need a job in order for you to come into the country. Why don't you work for me? And it was literally, that was it. It probably was something beyond a working relationship.
And you can't leave because, hey, if you leave, I can do things to you. And I have power. I'm in a position of power. oh, this BBC pop-up.
And they're a UN executive. They should know better.
And for those of you who were outraged at the Oval Office shouting match that happened recently, it can get a lot worse.
Watch as chaos as MPs throw smoke grenades in Serbian parliament.
This really kind of sheds some light on, like, the little stunt they did with their little tiny popsicle sticks during the State of the Union. And it's like...
this is where that ends up. Flashbangs.
If you did a protest, do a protest.
Do you think their parliament is as old as our lawmakers? Because that could be a huge health risk for those people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long do you think that...
Secondhand smoke.
Yeah, like Bernie? That would take Bernie out, for sure, right? A couple of minutes of smoke. I mean,
Trump's 80?
All that wood paneling would absorb the smell. They'd never get the smell out.
I mean, it's already got the smell of Congress critter in it, so...
Smell of corruption. And I've heard about this before. This is apparently something that happens a lot at juvenile correction facilities.
30 L.A. County corrections officers have been charged with enabling gladiator fights at a juvenile facility.
I feel like this happens anywhere there are teenage boys.
Yeah, but this was apparently...
more extreme, perhaps.
Organized and sanctioned, and there might have been some betting.
Mm.
Well, there you go. Yay technology for enabling them to be caught, because it was all recorded.
We do that here with chickens, and everybody recognizes that it's probably not a good idea. Well, not everybody, though, but most people do.
Just a joke. A friend grew up, like, I went to visit her to go to a sleepover, and woke up at, like, 6 a.m., and, like, all these roosters are crowing, and I was like, why does your dad have so many roosters? And she was like, you don't want to know why. This was dark. I learned something that day.
Yeah, I learned about that early on in my youth as well.
Yeah, it was just shortly after I had moved here, and I was like, oh.
They actually had some, like, mountain festivals from where we're from. And we went there, and I was like, wait a minute, what are they doing over there?
Don't worry about that.
And we usually talk about DUIs, and DUIs are a big problem, but there are two sides to that coin in that field sobriety tests are completely fake. There's nothing scientific about that. It's just like the dogs. It is up to them.
Fourth, the driver becomes the latest to be arrested for DUI by former Goodlettsville police officer.
Sober driver.
Yeah. So they were not actually, their blood alcohol level was zero.
Totally up to them. You should always ask to blow if you can. And here's a follow-up. I remember our estimations were woefully small. This thing turned out to be a huge moneymaker.
Pokemon-shaped Cheeto sells for $88,000 at auction.
What am I doing with my life? You should read a headline like this. What am I doing?
I think this is inflation more than, like, value.
Well, I think it's money laundering.
Yeah, I don't think there's any real value here.
So what you're saying, what you should be doing with your life is just eating Cheetos, right? And waiting for the magical one.
Oh. I did have a moment last night. I was eating some chips, and, like, I kind of reached the point where I was just mindless. I was in a zen state, just shoveling chips in my mouth.
That's the bliss point.
Yeah.
Those chips are designed
to be that
to
way.
To put you in that place.
They were good.
Also, maybe we should go to Frito-Lay. They make those, right? And we could talk about putting a AI imaging system on their quality control conveyor belts.
Oh, and then you could find the ones that are shaped.
We catch them before they go out. And then
they're limited editions.
Yeah. And little Rue Dog, what's Rue Dog's age?
I got her in 2018, and she was 3 months old. She's getting pretty old. She's got some gray on her muzzle now.
Time to start thinking about this.
Anti-aging pill for dogs clears a key FDA hurdle. It's probably not going to give them turbo cancer. It might help them live 3 extra years.
It's probably like $5,000 a month.
Yeah. I'm going to try to keep Rue off medication as long as I can.
And you might be wondering, why would we do this? I have to think that hopefully they're expecting to put this into humans for some reason. Otherwise, maybe this is like that USAID money. Do we really need to be doing this?
Pigs and rabbits are going to get a 3D printed, to restore functions in a world first. But this is also disappointing because the researchers here messed up that function to begin with.
Yeah, they broke them on purpose.
Yeah. It's very sad.
That's remember when the little mice where they were just choking them?
Yeah.
We've got another story like that. I think today.
We're not nice to the animals. And sometimes the animals might not be nice to one another.
These are the first images of humpbacks mating, and they're both males, which is going to be a problem because they're going to be disappointed.
And don't dolphins do this? This seems like a marine life thing.
Even dogs. But they've always told us that it was more about like dominance and social status than actual lovemaking.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
But would that be true in the whales? Whales are a higher functioning.
They should ask. They should listen to the sound and see if they are sweet-talking or if they're being degrading to one another.
Do you think anybody's ever gotten Alex Jones' perspective on this?
Oh, I'm sure he's got one.
It's his wheelhouse. Oh, yeah, you alluded to this. Sometimes we just do things to the animals, and we really shouldn't.
Piglets left to starve as part of a controversial art exhibition in Denmark have been stolen and presumably given good homes and fed.
I actually forgot to read some of these. Did they say why?
No, it was just like to make people uncomfortable.
Well, congratulations. I'm uncomfortable with starving animals.
I didn't even see it. I'm uncomfortable with it. Hopefully they got a good home. But sometimes, even the adorable animals, there's too many of them, and we need to eat them.
Rodent for dinner, California officials urge residents to eat invasive nutria.
I'd eat one of those.
Is it?
Dark turkey meat.
It looks like a...
A beaver.
Yeah, a beaver.
I think they're smaller than beavers.
Can you eat beaver? I know we killed them for fur. Okay. We've done that a couple weeks in a row now where we've said something like that.
Engagement challenge. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Oh, Lord.
And here's a beautiful wildlife photo that just sums up everything that's going on.
Fight between a bald eagle and a Canadian goose in Burlington Bay. Very symbolic, says photographer.
You'd think the eagle would have all the advantages here, but I don't know.
No. No, geese have teeth on their tongue.
But the,
they're so mean.
Is the goose as agile in the air? Because like the eagle can do the dive attack from above other birds, right?
But they're on the ice. That's goose turf.
It's true. It's been skating since it was 2 years old.
Yeah. It watches hockey all the time. It's just violent. It's ready.
And finally, the most adorable story of the week.
Hoping to revive woolly mammoths, scientists create woolly mice. And so we were able to use our genetic tools to splice in specific things, and the thing that we thought would happen actually happened. So our mastery over our own genetic code advances one tick further.
They look so edgy. They look like Hot Topic mice.
They remind me of like the earrings you used to get from Claire's that were like little spiky plastic, but they're mice instead.
We also etch one notch closer to Centicow.
Mammoth-sized cows.
Well, mammoth steak, I'm sure that will be a thing. It's like, oh, look, we've cloned the woolly mammoth.
You have to get better later. Before then so you can eat a mammoth steak.
It's even more delicious than Wagyu. Probably not.
I hope to find out someday.
That would be a lot of fun. Of course, by the time we can find out, the only thing we'll be able to afford is like a 3D printed meat where it's like, oh yeah, this is kind of vaguely reminiscent of how meat used to be.
Here's what we're going to give you: a like 70% rice, 30% ground mammoth mix. And you get that on your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What a joy. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for watching. Bye.